Blog Talk Radio. pray. Teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask her wisdom. Teach mother to pray. I pray that your will be done.
Well,
that your will be done.
He needs to learn to pray.
Alright, alright, alright. You gonna learn today. Alright, alright, alright. You gonna learn today.
Alright, 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 alright. Shalom and good evening. And yes, we're gonna learn today. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another episode of Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talk. My name is Mashaba. Again, welcome to our 999th episode, started way back March 22nd, 2010, is when we first aired our first show here on Sword of Truth Bible Talk. And we're joined tonight by the teacher, the prophet, the brother, the uncle, Bonabod, as he's going to take us into our 999th episode of Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talk. As you know, you can reach us on www.blogtalkradio.com. Once you pull that website up, go to the search box, type in Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, and you'll be able to join us that way, or you can call in at area code 646-668-9568. I'm seeing I'm getting some texts in already. Thank you for joining us. Also, don't forget to please check us out on isbhpk.com, isbhpk.com. Beautiful website that the brothers from Houston, Virginia, and Rochester, New York put together. Keep up with the latest high holidays, the latest events, and different ways to help support the broadcast, different ways to help support the ministry. So we invite you, please check that out. And a reminder that June 11th, as we're now in the month of June, June 11th at sunset will be Pentecost, all right? That's the high holiday of Pentecost, or the 50th day of first fruits. So we invite everybody to reach out and join us for those events coming up. And without further delay, I do present to everybody the brother, the prophet, the coach, the friend, that brother, that dude, that guy, Priest Bonabod. Shalom, are you there?
All right, all right, all right. I think music is up. Shalom, 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 Israel. I'm Bonabod, filling in tonight, man, on Friday night, man, bringing it in so that we can keep this word going on out and keep pushing closer to that, I think it's what, so that 1,000 mark, that whisper that we're trying to reach. So I want to be able to still do my part, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and push them towards reaching that. I don't want to spend too much time with the registry as far as the different schools and the different things that we do have going on, because I know that the time is short because we started the show a little bit later than we were initially supposed to start it. But I'm going to squeeze a lot in for a short period of time. I don't know if Kavan was able to call in or log in. I had Kaz, my reader, And I wasn't sure if he was able to log in.
Well, let's do this, have him call your phone and emergency call that way. That way there definitely won't be no tape delay, and y'all be able to hear each other like as if you're sitting side by side. If he calls your phone, and then you emergency to the call. So,
all right, let me do that right now. Let me do that right
okay.
now. I said, he just called me. I said, good. Okay, we're getting all this out the way and taken care of. I'm trying to merge them in.
All right, let me do it this way. I'm gonna try one other way. I'm gonna put some music on just for a second again, but I'm gonna switch up just for a second.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna play some music. Let me get the. And for those that are wondering, I just got a text asking me about who was it that was playing for the. The show entrance song, and that was the OJ's I Pray. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put that on again. And everybody stay tuned. We got to do a little switching around, a little technical switching around right now, but we're about to make this happen. So a little bit more music, and we'll be right back.
As I bow to your throne, I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do. And let your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through. Heavenly Father, best of all.
Let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit soak up on the waters of my mind. I want to make you proud of what you've done. So I come to you through your Son. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for not my day. My prayer, my prayer for peace.
Okay. Are you doing right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Let's
just kick back in a minute.
Okay.
All right. I think we're back. I think we fixed the technical issues. I've got the reader on. And we do apologize for how things have come jumbled up and how we worked on how to put things together. Come on, are you a speaker?
Yes.
Okay, make sure that wherever you're at, there's no noise behind you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. But like I said, we do want to, now as we got all the issues fixed up, I think we got everything straightened out. We got a nice clear reader in there, right? We're going to go into our show. And one thing I do want to hit on is, I want you to go to Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha, right? And there's a question. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and I think we're going to start at verse I think it's 12. Let me go up. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 12. Yeah, I want you to start the cop. And the reason why I wanted to go into this, because there's been a thought in my mind that's been circling for a while. And the reason I say that it's been circling for a while is I've been going all these scriptures about pride. And the one thing that keeps being constant that I keep coming up when I'm going through these scriptures about pride is the motivation behind why people do what they do. Because if anything that, even when we think it's, let me say we, I'm saying, even as like myself, has been the truth for years now. In the truth, doing this work to the thought that I would think is doing the work, sacrificing, studying, going to class, all the different things that I have known that I've given myself to, and all the years that I've been here in this truth, the one thing that I had to start asking myself is, did the motivation for what I do, or the reason why I do the things I do, is that motivation changing from it, the things I'm doing benefiting the body or benefiting the nation or benefiting Israel, or are they more of a personal motivation? Is there a personal gain that's expected in the things that I'm doing? And I had to keep asking myself that, because in my pride, and the reason I put this class, the beginning of pride is following your own lust. Because we can get in this truth, and we can be so convinced that we're doing the right thing. But as I look at a pattern of the things I'm doing in my life, I have to ask myself, well, who are the things that I'm doing and the works that I'm doing, who are they benefiting? Are they benefiting me, or are they benefiting someone else? And a lot of that will be, first of all, I could be home alone thinking, okay, I'm at my house in my own environment, in my home, and I'm doing the work of the Most High. Well, if that is the case, who does your moves, your decisions, and things that you do, who do they benefit? And if you look around and the only person that you are benefiting is yourself, then you have to start to ask yourself, how is this pleasing the Father? You look at examples of all the prophets and the patriarchs of the Bible, and from everything that they were doing, from the sacrifices that they were doing, from the things that were written, like the scripture, the things written aforetime were for our learning. I'm quoting that. I don't even want you to go to it. So everything that was written down was for us to learn and benefit. So all the things that these men and women or these brothers and sisters of Christ and the apostles were going through, it was for our learning. It was for us to be able to take and now use when we're going through and suffering and going through different things. So what's got me now is, if somebody had to write down what I've been doing, how would that benefit? Would it benefit in the fact of somebody being able to now use what I'm doing and say, hey, okay, well, that's going to bring me closer to the Father? Or are you going to read about me, and what you read is what not to do, because the things that I'm doing aren't pleasing to the Father? Because in the Bible, we all know that we have both sides of that coin. We know that we can go through the scriptures and read good examples, and we can also read bad examples. So the reason I'm going to this, because as I'm starting to get to that age where I'm starting to, like, just examine yourself, whether you be in the faith, is it to prove yourself? You have to start going into this book and start figuring out, what is the motivation behind what I'm doing? What am I trying to accomplish? Is my motivation still to get to the kingdom? And if so, there's a lot more sacrificing that I needed to do if I intend to get to the kingdom. Or if this is what I'm doing for self-preservation. Self-preservation means everything that I'm doing it to preserve me, to look out for me, to pay my bills, to take care of myself, to keep comforts and food in my refrigerator or comforts in my home. And a lot of us have to start getting to the point where we're examining these things. Am I doing this work for self-preservation? Like I'm trying to look out for myself? Or am I really trying to benefit my nation? And if I get up in the morning and nothing I do benefits my nation, then you understand that you're doing what you do for self-preservation. You benefit you. But if you're getting up every morning and you're losing, a lot that now came, you came second to what the body and what the nation needed. Also, now you're walking that path that Christ walked when it was about sacrificing for his nation. So we're going to start in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We're going to read chapter verse, and this is the Apocrypha. Please ask in Apocrypha chapter 10, come on, and you're going to read verse 12, 13, and verse 14, okay?
You said Ecclesiastes?
Yeah, in the Apocrypha, right? Ecclesiasticus, mm-hmm. In the Apocrypha chapter 10, and you're going to start at verse 12.
Ecclesiasticus 10, verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one departeth from the Most High.
Oh, no, stop. Hold up. Oh, wait. Now, when you read, you really have to read loud and clear because I can't even hear what you're saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to, even if you got it on an earpiece, you may have to take it and just put it, the phone to your mouth so that we can, everybody, I can hear you and everybody there can hear you clearly. Okay? Go ahead. You can read it then.
Ecclesiastes 10, verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from the Most High. His heart is turned away from his maker.
So I'm going here because this is how we know we start down that road of pride. You end up starting down that road of pride because now your heart in your mind, or when one departed from the Most High and his heart is turned away, in my mind is turned away from my maker. All of a sudden now, it's less about the Most High. It's more about self-preservation. It's less about my sacrifices for the Most High. Where, for example, where if a brother called and said, hey, man, I need a place to stay, or I need a couch to sleep on. And I say, well, you let me check in on that. Let me discuss that with my woman. Well, normally that's, I don't know where that chapter's at in the book, but the days I came from, if you say, man, if a brother asks you to go to mile, go too. If he asks for your cloak, give him your jacket and your cloak. The point I'm making is it was a time where it was, we understood that the sacrifices that we made were for the Most High. Now, a lot of the decisions that we make are for self-preservation. I do what's now more convenient for me and less sacrificing for my nation, right? It says, verse 13.
Please ask Go ahead. Verse 13. For pride is the beginning of sin.
Uh-huh.
He that hath it shall pour out abomination.
Go ahead.
And therefore, the Most High brought upon them strange calamities and overthrew them utterly.
Stop right there. Now, the reason I stopped you, because if you look at one thing, the one thing I got to start analyzing, because a lot of times we look at our come up. We look at the things that we have. We look at our homes and our cars and our clothes and you know, the money in our bank account, man, we start looking at these things and we're like, you know what? I must be doing something right. The Father has me blessing the direction that I'm going in. And a lot of times we are people that are big on gain being godliness. We're big on that because it's almost hard to determine if you're living right or doing right because the only thing you can gain is off your reward. It's only you kind of read right from wrong based off of, you know, how things are going around me. And I think everybody has, at some point, form or fashion, does kind of operate in that mind frame. But the mind frame that we have to start going to now is, does the things that I'm doing day to day, is Israel, is the nation benefiting from what I'm doing? When I brought that check in, if it was dropping tights, did the nation benefit from those tights? Well, some school lights are on because of those tights. It's a school that's got lights on, the heat is on, the building doors are open. So another Israelite can walk through those doors now and get taught about the Most High. But in my pride, that unruly high opinion of myself, I think because I'm benefiting from it, and sometimes it'll even get to the point of I benefit from it and what I do for the body, like if I'm a teacher or, you know, if I get up every day, man, and the camp is benefiting from that, I'll get to the point where I think that's enough. And I believe that the pride is in the fact that in my pride, I tell myself or I set the boundaries of what I would consider to be enough. So as my life is changing, and like Scripture said, to whom much is given, much is required, and now as more rank is given to me and more responsibility is given to me and I've been blessed more in my home, I don't realize that the more is given, the most I said I gave it to you. So to whom much is given, much is required also. I'm expecting more from you because of the more that I've been giving you. But we have this philosophy that the more that I get, the less I give. The more, when I move up in rank and position and this, that, at one point, the more that I'm getting blessed, for some reason, my productivity or my productivity. My productivity really starts to diminish because I have more. My home is bigger, so I don't want to leave my home. I got a second rib, so I got to work on that over here. My family's grown, so I got to invest into being there for my kids and my family. Other new men are coming in. So as I have new men coming in, okay, more brothers coming in. So now the focus is kind of teaching them and then letting them go on to become teachers. So now I can pull back and now I can start taking care of some of the more personal things that I have to take care of for myself. And I'm not realizing that, no, the Most High said, to whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required. The Most High expects more from us because I'm giving you more to do the job. I'm not going to bless you with all these things to do the job. And if now your productivity is even less than when I gave you those things. I have no woman. If I had a woman, I have a help and a support so I can do this work. But it seems like when a brother get a woman, all of a sudden he does less work. Man, if I had a car to get around, I could do more work for the Most High. Then when the brother gets the car, he does less for the Most High. If I had a home, if I had this or that, then I would be able to do more for the Most High. I would be able to do more for the Most High. And also when I get it, my productivity goes down and I end up doing less for the Most High. So I'm going through all this because as I'm looking at this, I'm like, you know, this is the pride that we don't see. These are the things that we do that we don't see. Okay, this is in my pride. I have this. I've already set a standard or I have an opinion of who I am and how much I give and what I do. I've become even less productive for the Most High in my pride. And this is where a person has to examine themselves. In this truth, as the years have gone, am I more productive or am I less productive? That means, what's that mean, Father Bob? That means if I was teaching, if I was just doing Sabbath day teaching, and I'm not doing Sabbath day teaching, that means I'm doing less than what I was doing before. If I was giving and doing more for the camp and dropping tights, I was more supportive. I was working in the body. And all of a sudden, I got to a point where I'm not doing that. I have become less productive. But somewhere in my mind, I'm telling myself that I am right with the Father. But this, now at that point, Scripture, pride goeth before destruction, the haughty spirit before a fall. I'm going these routes because at that point, when I start looking at these things, I have to start looking at, you know what? I got to start watching. I got to watch out for the strange calabities now. Because
but about if I can, just one thing, I'll get back on the phone. I love this point you're hitting. And it's cutting me deeply. With the Uvalde shooting that went down, where 19 children, 19 elementary age children, just got slaughtered. I've been going over this in my past two blog talks. It is a tragedy, and yeah, the Most High did let it go down. But even like you're saying that in my pride, I will get to a point where I'm comfortable. And like you say, I might be doing a little bit of teaching here, a little bit of teaching there. But in my pride, I'm forgetting what the work of the Most High really was. Because just like when we first started in Albuquerque, and I'm going to give right back to you. Just when we first started in Albuquerque, we got the school in the hood. We made sure we put the stream of knowledge in the hood. We didn't go up to the Northeast Heights up by Four Hills. We didn't go over by Tanawan. We didn't go over to the west side of Corrales or what have you to make sure we were comfortable. We made sure we put the school where the people needed it the most.
Right.
That the people that were really suffering and needed to hear the word of the Most High, that didn't have anything, we made sure we put the schools there. And we go through, I mean, from when we came in, that's where we put all the schools. It was the Shield of Wisdom in Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles. We was right there on Hoover and 88th. That's right around the corner from where the L.A. riots broke out with the O.J. Simpson trial, right in the hood. Yeah. If it was OKC on 23rd Street, right there in the hood. If it was the Shield of Truth, not Shield of Truth, the Sword of Truth in San Antonio.
Yep.
Off of W.W. White. If I remember correctly,
yeah,
then you
man.
Got it. Then y'all went got it in Guadalupe.
Son.
Guadalupe is if anybody watched the show The Mayans, where it's about the drug dealing, prostitution, heroin, dilapidated place in San Antonio West Side, we were right in the heart of it.
Right.
But I'm looking now at myself as Emily, you just mentioned. But now that I'm getting the family, I got to make sure I take care of my family. And somehow we now define the work of the Most High now becomes I'll take care of my family. Whereas when we first came in, it was we're going to go to the people that need it the most. We're not going to the people that can make sure that they can help us. We're not going to the people to make sure that they have a business or they got something going on so they can come in and provide help. To make sure I'm taking care of my family, we didn't do that.
Oh,
and I'm giving it back to you. And I'm getting cut behind that. I'm great class. The brothers and sisters, the young children that are killing Uvalde, they just got finished with Cinco de Mayo. Issachar. One of the May 5th was one of the biggest celebrations of so-called Mexican independence. When not one of myself, I wasn't there teaching them. The truth about Christ. I wasn't there teaching them that, look, Christ is a so-called black man, and you're the Israelites, and all the stuff that you're doing is wrong because, you know what? I had to make sure my family was straight. I had to make sure that my family, that my living, make sure I was comfortable. They just got finished with Easter the month before, doing the cascarones, doing the egg decorations. A prophet is supposed to be, in this work of the Most High, we're supposed to be one of the people about the Most High. We're supposed to be telling the people, come out of my people, that you receive not of her plagues, and that you be not a partaker of her sins. For that teaching not to take place in Uvalde, and I'm getting cut behind this because I'm thinking that because I do enough on Blog Talk, I'm not doing the street teaching. I'm not getting out there to the people who need it the most. It's still centered around my comfort. So if you tune into Blog Talk, then maybe you might get the word of the Most High. But as far as me going to the highways and byways, as far as me going to the people who need to hear the words of the Most High, I can justify it in my pride. Like, well, somehow, they're supposed to find blogtalkradio.com. I passed out one flyer in any of these areas to get them the source, to get to the media, to get to the answer, because you know what? Oh. I have to get my sons personally, Adonai Bar, they're my two youngest sons. I got to get them ready for football. I got to get them ready for sports. And my rib is going through some changes right now. She's going through some things right now. So I got to make sure she's straight. And then even for myself, I got to make sure I'm taking care of myself medically. It's not on me to make sure that the people who need to hear the words of the Most High are hearing the words of the Most High, so that they might be saved. I'm telling myself, because I do enough, I make sure the Blog Talk goes on almost every night possible. Because I'm doing that, I work with the brothers in the businesses to the best of my ability. That's the work of the Most High, and I'm done. But for the people that need to hear the words of the Most High, I'm not going to them. The scripture says I'm supposed to leave the 99 to go save the one. But for me, no, I have to leave the one so I can deal with the 99. I'm only going to save the I got to save what the Most High gave me. I got to preserve what the Most High gave me. And that one, he was wicked. They was off anyway. They were supposed to die. No, a teacher, a prophet, was supposed to be there teaching, warning people that, look, if you don't stop these pagan celebrations, if you don't stop doing this type of stuff, the Most High got your God, the God of Israel, the God of Issachar. He hates and despises your feast days. He can't stand these things you're doing, and he's going to kill your children. And where's that now? 19 kids, elementary school kids, are put to death. But I'm like, well, you know what? That's them. They was wicked. At least me in my apartment, I'm good. At least I'm in a little car issues, but you know what? The Most High blessed me with some money, so I got the car fixed. So you know what? I'm doing the work of the Most High, so everything is all good. But no, I know in my heart, I know in my spirit, I'm gonna get back to you, brother. I know I'm just cutting the shit out of me this class. Thank you for this class. My pride, I'm saying I'm good because I take care of my family, I'm paying my bills, and because I'm doing those things, the Most High must be happy with what I'm doing. But as far as now, how many Israelites are getting killed? Up there in Buffalo, New York, just 2 weeks ago, white boy goes in there and kills 10 people, shoots down 10 Israelite people, cold-blooded murder. I'm out there teaching them, don't forget Easter. You just came out of Kwanzaa. You're coming. You're about to go on the Juneteenth. It's not none of that going on. It's we got a party and bullshit, and I'm doing the work of the Most High. We had a brother-in-law just got shot.
Yeah.
I'm not making sure that the teaching is going out to make sure that they're straight, that they are doing the things of the Most High. I'm just got to make sure birthdays is being covered. I got to make sure that the celebrations and the man-made feasts are being covered, so I can be considered a good brother, a good dad, a good uncle, a good whatever. But what about the Most High look at me? Are you my good servant?
Are you teaching my people
to warn them from me? And brother, I'm done. It's yours. I'm done. I'm still on the line. But
thank you. I was going to say, think about this for example. You look at that cats that's on these kids, on these fentanyl, these drugs out, brother, if they're not self-medicating on a drug, they self-medicate on a social media site. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't pry their head from a phone, They do not want to live in the world of reality. But you're right. We're not doing, and I'm glad that that's the mindset, because it's so easy to get to a point where you're just comfortable in the mode, in the amount that you're going to give. I'm comfortable giving here, and as soon as calamities and things happen in our lives, or problems, affliction happen, hell, in our camp, with me, all the shit that went on and the affliction that went in my life, all it did was make me seclude. And I'm also like, no, you still have work to do. You still have work to do. And then what you're not realizing is your pride. Because once you keep saying, well, I'm going through this, or because I went through that, well, this is happening in this situation. I just say, oh, brother, they told me I can't teach no more. Okay, well, then go teach somewhere else then. You know what I'm saying? Or they could tell me, hey, you can't go support here anymore. Okay, well, go support here. Because there's always somebody that wants to support. There's always somebody looking for the word to be dropped on them. But in my pride, what I'm doing is I start making a lot of excuses, and I start giving myself, I start looking at things in my life, and I make those things the priority. I make those things important, and that's not the will of the Father. So, do me a favor. Read 14 now. Read verse 14 of that same chapter. Now, check this out. Because the Most High, all he's doing is making roles reverse. Read.
Ecclesiasticus 10, verse 14. The Lord hath cast down the thorns of proud princes.
Hold up. He hath cast down the what?
Cast down the thrones of proud princes.
He said, but you'll watch a proud prince. Because now your seat of authority has been taken from you. What I mean by that is the things that you had access to do, the things you had the capability to go and do, the orders that you were able to now go and drop and go do, the Most I've taken that from you. But I've taken it from a proud man. I've taken it from a man that's in his mind, is thinking that he's doing enough, and I'm not. I'm comfortable here. I got comfortable. I done sat down on my throne and got unmotivated. I'm the king of my castle. I done sat in my home and become more unmotivated. The Lord has cast down the throne of proud princesses. Go ahead.
Verse 14. The Lord has cast down the thrones of proud princes. And set up the meek in their stead.
He said, and I set up the meek in their stead. I put now a person that was hungry in that place. So now we turn on a video, and we watch men that are hungry. The Most High, like, okay, I set him up then. If you don't want to do it, so I'm going to set this man up to now go do it. Because he's still hungry where you done decided that you wanted to sit down. You want to now enjoy the throne. You want to now play dress up. You want to now sit and convince yourself that you have done enough or you're doing enough. And I'm also, I got another man that's weak. I set him up in your stead. That man is hungry. Read on.
Verse 15. The Lord hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations.
We are that way as a nation. I'm sorry, God, I don't mean to cut you off, but we are that way as a nation. We've figured out every single way. We are going to sit down and be comfortable. As a nation, the only thing in our mind is it ain't happening to us. I feel for what's happening in Haiti. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I feel for what's happening at the border. But that ain't really got nothing to do with me. Or I expect somebody else is going to get over there and deal with it. I was tripping on, I watched a video, was it, I think it was YouTube or it was a news, it was on the news. And I freaked out. I look at the border and I'm looking at all the they have the border houses or the little tents. They got a tent city at the border. Border patrol's down there. They're trying to get food, water. I'm like, what? I was like, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that. Right at our border of Israelites, dark-skinned people. Is it from Issachar to Levi, sitting out there at the border. But in my pride, I said, come to my home, close the door. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I got to go pay my rent. I got to make sure my car note is paid. I got to make sure my bills are paid. I got to make sure my kids got money for snacks, lunch money. I got to make sure my rent, we get our Saturdays out to not David Buster's, but to BJ's. That's date night. I can't mess with date night.
When I call suffering, the internet is out. That to me, that's affliction right now. The internet went out, and I'm about to lose it. All of a sudden, now the devil's a lie. I'm ready to smash walls. I'm ready to get mad and upset because I feel like I'm suffering because internet is out, because I can't get to Hulu, Netflix. I can't get on TikTok. At least let's forget my phone. Forget the, like you said, the people down there on the border that are getting whipped by police officers on a horse as it was like the 1860s. I ain't thinking about that. That ain't coming to my mind at all. Like you're saying, and I'm sorry for bringing up the media, but damn, you hit the point,
That's why when I called you, I said, this was a good class, because what got me, that Uvalde hit me hard too. You know what I'm saying? Because I started thinking about, there was families, these are parents and families that's looking at their kids, their very big kids. But we don't start humbling down on because some shit impacts us. COVID, come on. When it was COVID, man, we was like, damn, brother. Had a storm. COVID, we couldn't leave. Jobs shutting down. People, don't nobody know what the hell they going to do. That shit lasted all of four months, and the government has sent some checks out. Then it wasn't about the Most High and coming together. It wasn't the end of the world because the government saved it. You know what I'm saying? Uvalde. This shit went down. The governor went down there and spoke and said a few words to the people. And then once we turn the news off and it kind of fades off of social media, all of a sudden, Michelle, we get numb to it. It ain't that big of a deal. And this is our pride. We go right back.
It's going to go back to Glenn. I can't believe I got to pay this.
We go right back to Brian and paying our bills, focusing on family. We go right back to the same things that were important. Not the nation, not our people and the condition they in, helping them, teaching them. That's not the focus. The focus is self-preservation. Are you comfortable? But the lie is that I tell myself that I'm doing the work of the Most High. The father's like, I don't know who you're benefiting. Because everyone else, Christ healed. If I'm supposed to be following Christ, if Christ was the example, like he was out healing Israel, teaching them. Hold on. Michelle, I'm taking off a bit. Hold on one second. Hold on. Keep talking, okay?
Kind of. Sorry. Going back to like when COVID first broke out, when it first hit, I remember all the phone calls that was from Israelites I heard from in years. We had to come together. What are we going to do? Brothers went and got try to move off the grid, leaving the city, moving off the grid, again, and some self-preservation. Schools got shut down. The teaching completely stopped, and it became about what's me and my family going to do. Me and my family, what are we going to do? And then that first stimulus check hit, and all of a sudden, all the talk about we need to come together, we need to do right by the Most High, all that stopped, and it became, I got to make sure my family's straight. I got to make sure my family's good. All of a sudden, that became the work of the Most High. And it stopped being, as the prophets of the Most High, we had to go out and teach. We got to get more of the word of the Most High out. The scripture says, let me pull that scripture real quick. I got it right here. Where's my phone?
Sorry,
real quick, it says this. One scripture, I'm getting right back to you. The scripture says this, for all these afflictions, when the COVID first hit, that this was supposed to happen. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. It says, again, this is Isaiah 30, verse 20. And not just from COVID, but the Uvalde slaughter, the border when they were stopping the Haitians from coming through Mexico. Even Trump talking about putting up a damn wall. And all the killings that's taking place. In the midst of all the afflictions that the nation, not just one particular family is going through, in the midst of the nation going through what they're going through, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 says this, "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but then I shall see thy teachers." So in the midst of all these calamities, instead of becoming a real prideful thing of I've got to just take care of mine, I got to make sure mine is secure. The purpose of the afflictions that's taking place from the COVID to the Uvalde killings to the Buffalo slaughters, whatever, is supposed to have been the teachers are supposed to be out doing more work of getting the word of the Most High out, of warning the people, of letting people know what was going on and why these things are happening. That was supposed to take place more. But I'm damn well guilty of that. That's why I'm pulling the scripture on myself. That it wasn't about we have to make sure that more teaching is going on so that the people are getting the words of the Most High about what's going on so that they might be saved. The whole thought process became, how am I going to pay my bills? To where I started DoorDashing with other brothers, with other families. That I got to make sure I got to take care of me and my family. I got to take care of mine. But it's as opposed to, and again, I feel like a hypocrite. But like, you've been hitting me up for over 2 years, a year about the teaching about Goshen. That in all the midst of the plagues that hit ancient Egypt, where did the Israelites go for safety? They did, but like the Most I said, gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together, O nation that desired that. In the midst of Egypt, all the plagues, the more we came together in Egypt, the Most I had the plagues keeping in Egypt for the Israelites to come together more. Not for the Israelites to think more like Egyptians and be on some self-preservation, but our national preservation came in our coming together to make sure the word of the Most I was going out. Yeah, that's the one thing the Most I is going to always protect. The one thing the Most High is always going to protect is make sure his word gets out, is make sure his teaching is getting out, and if people know this is from the Most High, this is from the Lord God of Israel, and this is why this is happening, because of the pride, because of the lack of consideration, because of the lack of love your neighbors, you love yourself, because of the lack of love, this Ten Commandments, we lose track of that. I lose track of that, and it becomes other things. And the Most High is like, no, I'm not giving you this knowledge for you to hide it under a bushel, like Christ said, or for you to hide it under a tree just to make sure that you and yours are good. That I gave you this knowledge so that you can put this knowledge out so that all of my, the whole house can have light, that all Israel can have light to see This is why the Most High is doing what he's doing. And now as a nation of people, Israelites, this is what we as a nation got to start doing. And again, I'm guilty of this. And this is why I know the Most High is striking me down right now, because I've not been doing my job. And then there's another scripture that says a sinful man. Let me get that one.
Oh, yeah.
I texted you, but this is Ecclesiastes chapter 32, verse 17. It says, a sinful man will not be reproved, but finds an excuse according to his will. And the first scripture you read said, pride is the beginning of sin. So how do I know how does the Most I know when I'm being sinful? Or what's the check for me to know I'm being sinful? I start making excuses about why I'm not doing what the Most I wants me to do. That's one red flag, a loud horn, a warning sign. Yeah, when I start making excuses, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. The Most High already knows I'm being sinful. I'm already in my pride.
That's bad.
I was just trying to put things down until you get back.
Hey, come on. Do this. Michelle, this is right on the point that you're talking about, all right? That we're talking about, right? Read verse 18 real quick, right?
Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Pride was not made for men.
Hold on. It said pride was not made for man. There was never supposed to be a standard that we're supposed to set, like, this is enough, right? Because that high opinion, when you have a high opinion, you'll say what you're going to do and not do. And that was never made for men. We were supposed to be servants to the Father. Right? It's never supposed to be that fact that now I can say, well, this is enough, or this is far as I'm willing to go, or this is all that I'm going to do. That is our pride, because we have that mindset that we set the limit. We make up the limit of what I'll do to please the Father. And what sacrifices I'm going to make to please the Father, that is our pride. I will say what I will do and what I won't do. We know that from the world. He said, well, you got to have some pride about yourself, some dignity about yourself. So when you're out there begging, you ain't supposed to beg because you're supposed to have some pride. Get up and go to work. We was raised on that. There's a level that you won't go to. But that wasn't made for us, Ark. We're doing this work. Look at the apostles and the prophets, and all the patriarchs of the Bible are, and the things that they had to do, the places that they had to go, the things they had to give up. There was never a limit that was put on them. They never had a personal limit of this is what I'm going to do or not going to do. We don't get that. Jump down to verse 20 real quick now, real fast. Verse 20. Among brethren, he that is chief is honorable. So are they that fear the Lord and his God. The fear of the Lord goeth before the obtaining of authority. The thing that has been lost is my fear of the Father. You know what the fear that I'm running out of time and I haven't done enough. And there used to be a time where we was grinding because Christ is coming back. Year 2000, Christ coming back is shit. I haven't done enough. The parable of the 10 virgins, that was real. Five were wise, five were foolish, five got ready, five didn't. All. Oh, I ain't finna get caught slipping. Just the fact that I was afraid that I was going to make it to the kingdom, I was working my butt off, going wherever I needed to go. Everything in my life was secondary to this work. It scripture says, the fear of the Lord goeth before the obtaining of authority. But roughness and pride is the losing thereof. We've lost the fear of the Most High because I made a standard. I say what serving the Father or what level of serving the Father that I'm going to do. And we don't get that authority. That you don't know if you please the Father enough if you have or you haven't. So when you sit home doing what the hell you're doing, I can pick up more and more jobs and shop, but it ain't going to make me please the Father. My home can get bigger and bigger, and my damn cars and my bills can get paid, and I'm still not going to make it to the kingdom because I set a standard or a limit, better word. I set the limit to what I will do to please the Father. That's my pride. It says whether he be rich, noble, or poor, their glory is the fear of the Lord. Not their riches. Not how poor they got, what they don't have, what they have. It's not what you have or don't have. The thing that's going to make you look good in the eyes of the Most High is your fear of the Father. You know a man that's afraid of something by his work ethic. That man is grinding. No different. You tell your kid, you're coming home, and the kitchen better be clean. You know the kids is afraid. You know the ones that fear you and the ones that don't. When you come home and the kid is in there trying to get them dishes clean, that's the one that has the fear. The one that's up playing the video game, shit, I was the whole time. I believe you're bluffing. We treat the Father the same exact way. Because we playing video games and playing house and everything else and not understand the Father ain't bluffing. And everything we watch him do day to day, we're not seeing he ain't bluffing. But because we've lost our fear for him, we set limitations on what we'll do for the Father, and then we justify it by saying, "Damn, we got the same spirit that Cain had. But I'm gonna give you this, and you gonna accept it. I'm gonna do this for you, and but you gonna accept it." That's how we operate.
You bring about Cain. I'm thinking about those that sit on the throne. I'm thinking about David. It says the beginning of sin, pride is the beginning of sin. When David thought he had achieved enough, now we're talking about King David, the second richest king in all of Israel ever. How did it get to the point where he committed adultery with Uriah's wife? Instead of being at the war where the rest of the army was at, David was home. King David was home. Then King David had insomnia. So now King David, instead of being out where he was supposed to be at, he's up walking the walls around Jerusalem and having to start spying on this man's woman. And in his pride, he justified what the hell he did. To the point where in his pride, he's trying to get Bathsheba pregnant, then tries to call her husband in from the battle. To try to have him lay down with his wife, so that hopefully when the baby's born, it won't be seen as David's. But in all his pride, David wasn't doing the job he's supposed to do because he was sitting on the throne. But we read after the Most High killed the baby, you don't read about David missing another battle ever from that point on. That David understood his job wasn't just to sit on the throne and not do nothing. From that point on, David never missed another battle until he almost got killed in battle when he got old. And then his men said, "Look, David, you don't have to keep coming out here. Look, because if you come out, if you die, you'll do more detriment you dying than you still not being out here. But we're seeing in David's repentance, that's the part of greatness. In David's repentance, he did not miss yet another battle from that point on. So it catches everybody. That's the point I want to bring out. Whether it's David to being the king or what have you, that we get to a position of being comfortable, and I've done enough. But that's when idleness sets in. And now with that idleness, your mind lets you come up with any damn thing and say, I'm doing enough.
But that's it. That, you know, to help me understand, that's where the pride is. Because you're set in your mind that you're doing enough. And the most part, like, look at all the stuff going on around us right now, and you think you're doing enough? Well, that's your opinion. Fucking this thing, friend. I'm Isaiah 65 and 2, all right? I'm going to read this real quick. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 2. It says, I have spread out my hands all the days upon a rebellious people. It says the Most High sit there, but you keep wanting to go backwards. You keep wanting to do your own thing. You keep saying no. Saying no. Off of no. I'm anti. I'm going against. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. You came up with that. You set that limit. You started to make these things, one thing more important than the other. You did that. A people that provoke me to anger. But this is where the anger is coming from. And the fact that it was that I'm rebelling, I'm refusing. You set a limit and you won't budge from that. You lay it up in your home thinking that this is, I'm doing enough. And the Father's like, you got to be out your mind. You see everything going on this earth right now. Where's the road crew? Where are they at? Where are the brothers that have dropped out here now, going out and now finding out what people need to help? Let's spread the word. How are we helping anyone? Where's the school? Where is the house that the Most High built? Where is the house that the Most High Word is building? Where are these at? There should be schools now in every state because we already know we're coming into a time where it's going to be hard for a person to even leave their state.
Or their city.
Oh, man, come on. We got more businesses going up. People buying million-dollar homes, and there ain't a school. In that city?
So why is it, cutting myself. So why is there not a school in Uvalde, Texas? Because Uvalde, Texas is not comfortable.
So late, bro.
Unless I'm an oil driller or something like that, Uvalde, Texas is not comfortable. So
they don't money in Uvalde.
Go there. Right. And thank you for the class. Because I'm like, damn, when's the last time I even printed out a flyer to tell somebody if it's not Blog Talk or this is where our schools are at or what have you? I can't think of it. I can't think about the last Juneteenth I've been to letting people know this ain't it. The last Martin Luther King Day parade. March. This ain't it.
Wow. Yeah.
There was a time when you commissioned. There was a time when the Spirit had you commissioned. We need to find out every celebration that's going on in San Antonio at the time that's got our people there whether it's Gad with the powwows, or if it's Issachar with whatever, or if it's Judah with whatever, and we need to be there. We need to be at all these events, and we need to be passing out literature, letting people know this is the way to the truth. This is the way to the Most High. And I stopped submitting to that. There was a time when I didn't have to stop. If we go to street teaching in Houston, from San Antonio to Houston is a 3-hour drive. Two hours if you're really pushing it. But it's a 3-hour drive. I was making it every weekend to as well as helping in the camp in San Antonio or whatever. But I was doing it every weekend to help get this word out. And I didn't let nothing stop. I didn't have a vehicle. That's when the brother talks apart. I started taking the bus up there. I wouldn't let nothing stop me because this was a part of getting the message out.
Come on, bro.
And now because I don't have a car, now because I don't have – I won't make the money or sacrifice to go print up some flyers. I won't even do that, but somehow I'm doing the work of the Most High. I'm playing with myself. I'm literally playing with myself. Damn,
Let me read this. Psalms 81, right? This is bad, right? Psalms 81 and verse 10. It says, I am the Lord thy power, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. It says, but my people will not hearken unto my voice, and Israel with none of me. They will have nothing to do with me. You want nothing to do with me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. Fine.
Ooh,
you want nothing to do with me? I gave you so that you're not doing the work of the Most High. Should I just gave you? I gave you up unto what was in your heart. But we have gotten so confused, but we believe that because I'm following what's in my heart, I'm doing the work of the Most High. You was already doing the work of the Most High. When you opened your mouth, when you opened your mouth wide, I filled it. And I'm going to fill it because I was going to take care of you. Oh, that means you lived your life solely. Every step that I'm doing, I'm making sure that I'm doing this and the Most High see it. The Most High is going to take care of me because I'm doing this. The Most High is going to be there for me because I'm doing this. Remember that? We're going to go to Cali. We're going to go out to Cali. We're going to pass out literature. And the Most High will be with us. We're going to go out to Miami. We're going to go out to Miami. Just get your ass in the car and go. And the Most High is going to be right there with you. All I did to do was open my mouth. I'm not talking about just, it was just the teaching. I'm saying I opened my mouth. I went, and now I opened my mouth, and the Most High filled it. Everything
what
that you needed, everything that we needed, it was there for us.
But I just testifying to what you just said, being on a road crew, where we were traveling, all the three of us were traveling in the two vans that were purchased, and then eventually the RV that was purchased. Then to do more work, each of us got vehicles. And my very first vehicle, and that's what I'm bringing you to, was a red Chevy S10 that had your name on it.
Yep.
That was used for the work. Then in doing the work, going up to New York to do more work. And then in leaving New York, coming back out to the West Coast, going to Oklahoma, that's where I picked up a war. Most of the time, he picked up a war. And before we left Oklahoma in that Chevy, that red Chevy S10, I left Oklahoma to go to Miami in a brand new, whatever year that was, 1996, Dodge Ram.
Right.
But white Dodge, it had less than 100 miles on it. But that was to get more work done.
Oh, no.
That wasn't to make sure I had enough room for the family, to make sure the family was we was getting to the beach to go enjoy the beach, or we was making sure we was could go to family reunions or do whatever. A bigger truck was needed to do more work. I turn that into, nah, I got to do this. Nah, I got to go flex on this. Nah, I got to be stunning. I got to make sure I look good.
Right.
It wasn't about. And then the Most High took those vehicles away. Because when I got to San Antonio, I didn't have a vehicle. I had a piece of shit car. Then getting with you, we went down to that Trucks R Us on military. Boom. Another Dodge Ram. But that was to get more work done. That was supposed to be getting more work done. And Most High stripped me from that also.
You know what's bad about this, Mashallah? This is, but my people would not hearken unto my voice. You know what's crazy, Art? You know, we stopped opening our mouth and letting the Father take care of the moves he was doing, and we started making college plans. We started, my rib is complaining, I gotta get a house for her, I gotta do this, and I gotta make sure that the moves that I make benefit everyone around me, rather than my family. Hey, you know what? We got to make this move. We make this move for the Most High. He going to be there. They'll be divorced. See, because I'm watching.
Right.
But the day I said, the days where the Most High opened the door, we didn't get couches out. We got homes. It was getting full houses. We went to Georgia. We didn't win. We went up there to Solomon. Had Passover with Athaliah and Yeradon and them brothers, and all of a sudden it was like, we gone. We went by a mall out, Michelle, we went by a mall and put a document, just had a picture of the store and a little information about our business out. We didn't even make it back to San Antonio, the phone call started.
God.
Athaliah gave up his house. We had whole houses.
Yeah.
Solomon and brothers went and got the apartment, and it was growing from there. All we had to do was open our mouth, allow the Father to take care of us. All this goddamn planning we doing, ain't nobody moving because they got to use wisdom and consider this and consider. Like, what the hell are you talking about? The wisdom is being right with the Father. That is the wisdom.
Okay.
The wisdom is putting your trust in him. That's the wisdom. So I gave them up unto their own hearts. Own hearts lust. So what you really want, you're envious of other people. You look at them, you're trying to now make sure things are smooth and comfortable. That's what your heart, that's what's in your heart. So I got family and kids, my kids in school. I didn't try to ruffle all of that because I'm trying to keep things smooth. I don't want to lose my, as long as it's been. This is their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my way. We just walked out of, and let me say this, we're reading this in Psalms. This was passed down to them.
Yeah.
This is passed down for Moses. They passed, that means this was the code that they was living by. The time they came out of Israel, it was uncomfortable. David, if I had they back in Egypt, I'll have your back at this time. If the Most High David's back in this time, the Most High Christ is back in Christ's time. If the Most High Christ is back in his time, he'll have our back in our time. We keep looking for to figure out how to preserve ourselves when the Father said, I'm the one preserving you. I'm the one feeding you. I'm the one taking care of you. Priority. We came out of Egypt, And the Most High had them do, moving them tents around, moving the temple, moving the tent around, sacrificing. Every day we got up the priority.
Yeah, I like how you said that, Bonaparte. And moving that the tabernacle around, the sacrifice was, are we going to submit to the will of the Most High?
Right.
If the Most High wanted the tabernacle moved 100 yards, well, we're going to submit to move the tabernacle, packing it up, moving 100 yards, and then have to set it back up perfectly 100 yards. It was, the sacrifice was, are we going to submit to the will of the Most High?
Come, brother. We was in the Navy. You know that damn, that tedious work, that, you know that I don't call it tedious work, that fucking, that busy work. I got you doing busy work just to see it, just to see how submissive you are. Go take that side of the boat. Okay, when you're done, the other one from the back, from the top, get all the rust off of it. Okay, now paint the top. Now I'm going to paint that little line at the bottom. So when you get done with that side, let's start on the other side. And you're like, man, and then that boat be sitting there a whole year. It's been so long, in the water, it is rust again. Prime, paint it again. Busy work. That's it.
How many times we mopped and waxed the deck? Just to have some chief walk right through the middle of the, not around the outside edges or whatever. That motherfucker walked right straight through.
Yep.
Right straight through the middle of the damn floor, so that we had to now come back and restrip it,
God,
redo it, the whole thing all over again.
But this, not, this all been about proving something. You know what's crazy? Brothers get tired of I'm tired of studying, son. I'm tired of going to class. I'm tired of reading the same thing over and over and over. I'm tired of it. Weird. You know what they be saying? You know what the saying is? Man, we ain't doing enough in Israel, huh? We got them. With it. But Father, that's what I want you to do. Prophesy to the wind. I'm going to teach my people. I want you. We going over color again? Yeah, we're going over color again. We going over Deuteronomy 28? Yeah, we're going over Deuteronomy 28 again. When we going to get out here? When are we going to get out here and do something for our people? You are. When you open that color breakdown again, guess what you did? You did what the Most High wanted you to do. When you open that Deuteronomy 28 breakdown, when you went back over these classes again, you're doing the will of the Father. This is what this has been about. Moving to the next place, Masaba. And then starting over the breakdown.
Yeah.
Sleeping on floors, eating ramen noodles, just to be able to get this guy a color breakdown, a Deuteronomy 28 breakdown, a chosen, a Most High kills breakdown. That is all that we've been doing for 30 years. Finding somebody new to get these same breakdowns to the point men have gotten tired of having to do the same thing over and over, but not understanding that is the will of the Father.
God.
I want you to go find a building and put a school over there so that you guys can now sit down, same classes that y'all been going over for the last 30 years. That is what I want. And if you do it, it doesn't get any deeper. For 40 years, they walked around the temple. They walked around the south for 40 years, walked in circles around, moving the temple 100 yards, 100 miles. And then 40 years, they ended up back. I know they had to at one point looking, so wait a minute. We are some of the same holes that we made, they're still here.
Right, right.
The temple was here. We ain't did nothing but go in a circle. So that thing that we think is insignificant, that's the Father keep trying to explain to us. He said, they ain't listening. It says, oh, that my people would had hearkened unto me, and Israel had my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hands against their adversaries.
John,
I would have had their back. I would have fought every battle that you think is out there to fight. The Most High's way is getting this doctrine, getting this Bible to the four corners of the earth. That's what we've prayed for every single day that we sit here and we send up the four corners. The Most High, in the name of Christ, bless the houses of books. And we do it in every four corners. So this word goes out. I think we're just on the phone, right?
Yeah, this is me, Kai.
Yes, Shari just said that the session ended.
we gonna finish this. We gonna keep going at it because all I've been just looking at this is about traveling and getting his word out, opening up new schools. That's all we're supposed to be doing, waking our people up to their nationality, waking them up to now it's their time to now learn how to please the Father.
And the plagues are going to continue like they did in Egypt. Until the Most High got his glory. Until Israel turned and understood who the Most High really was. That the place is only going to get worse. The place and everything is only going to get worse until the teachers, we decide we're going to get out here and keep warning the people from the Most High. And that this is why the Most High is doing what he's doing. That, yeah, we are supposed to be saving lives. But if we don't, if the Most High's word can't get out or doesn't get out, it was an herb or a mummifying plaster that healed them. But it was thy word, O Lord, that healeth all things. That if we're not getting, if I'm not getting his word out doing my part, then like it was just quoted earlier, I'm one of those five foolish women of the ten women, the ten brides. That I'm not prepared for Christ's return.
We have to stop. We have to get back in our pride. I can't change. Because that's what pride is. You're trying to change the system. You're trying to change up what you think serving the Father is. That's what Cain did.
Yeah.
You're going to change. You're going to make, also not, I'm going to make the Father accept what I think serving him is. You got to be slow.
Yeah.
Not the Father just going to accept what you're doing. Like everything else that's been going on all this time, that ain't pleasing the Father. Now all of a sudden you got the new way to please. This work is about getting this gospel out.
Okay.
If the Most High taking care of everything else, if he already tell you, I'm going to take care of everything else, your job is to now get out here and help our people. Get this word out. We got a lot more to finish, a lot more to keep talking on, but that's my time.
Cool.
And I just say I do apologize for all the confusion, you know. But I say this one thing to stop. We got to start asking ourselves, everything that we're doing, what am I doing it for? That's got to start being the question.
Yeah.
How is what I'm doing benefiting the body? How does it benefit the nation?
And my end on that same question, are people learning the words of the Most High?
God.
Yeah, and benefiting the nation, benefiting the camp, cool. But are people learning the words of the Most High? That if that's going down, that I mean, they go hand in hand. Yeah, we're supposed to. The righteous those that you when people were hungry, you fed them. When they were naked, you clothed them. When they were in prison, you visited them. When they were sick, you visited them. That Christ said that is part of being righteous also. But at the same time, where are people able to fall back on the Most High's word? Were they able to hear His word?
Hell, man, how can the work that I'm doing allow us to continue getting this word out, man? You know what? That's a lot of part of the anger that we deal with is we're like, man, okay, well, how is what I'm doing benefiting the Father? And all of it was continually allowing class to go on so someone else could come in and learn about the Father.
Okay.
If we're supposed to be raised on 144,000, you know the truth of it is? We don't know who that is. We don't know who it is and who's not. So we got to teach everybody. We just got to be teaching. We have to let them come in, sit down, and learn. But if we shut the doors and we sit up and we at our homes, there's no way, there's no way that we can continue to raise up the 144,000 if we're not either creating an environment for them to come learn or actually doing the teaching for them to learn so we can get out of here. So with that, man, I'm going to end it. I'm going to get everything ready for tomorrow, man. Those guys got to go in, man, and do what they got to do. But Mashaba Tawada from me.
Nah,
keep hitting them classes and keep studying.
This year is for this class that we just went over, all praises and thanks to the Most High. Let me let's get the Most High a hand. I feel like, brother, you just did this right here.
Send me a line, man.
Like you just dropped a bomb on us, brother. Thank you. And with that, Israel, we're going to say shalom. Let me do this right
shalom.
Here.
Shalom.
That.
Should you're high, all right. Hail Israel, Yahweh our power.